やめようよ。目の前に兄さんがいて、なのにこれ以上私何も望まない。ドアテックなんてどうでもいいよ。里へ帰ろう、みんなを連れて。
Hey, this is Anthony from Game Music for All.
And this is Mr. B from his parents' spare room.
And this is Letters vs. Numbers, which I'm going to say even though Mr. B doesn't like me saying that, because he thinks our fans are smarter than that.
Yeah, they know. Well, we could have been hijacked or something. I mean, that's happened to other podcasts. We've hijacked podcasts because we're hooligans. So I'm a little bit softened now on the idea of reminding people that we're Letters versus Numbers.
You think we're past that point? Like,
yeah,
we're not.
I'm mellowing.
If you're not a hardcore fan by now, like, we've given up. Like, we're happy with the fans we have. If you're new, no, just you go back and listen to the first ones first, and then you'll feel better because we're insulting you now.
Yeah, exactly. If you only started listening today, if you've gone back and listened to all of the others, then just that puts you on level pegging with the rest of the numbers. That's all you got to do, man. You could get this sorted in a day, maybe two.
Well, before we go any further, the first song we played was by Comptroller, and it was called Galactic Hero. That's correct.
It should be called I Kick Your Ass With My Awesome Fucking Chips. Yeah. That song, like, that's probably one of the best starting songs we've ever had, ever. That song kicks your ass.
Yeah, it's the right mood for the podcast, I'd say.
Yeah, this is, we decided this podcast is like our end of an era podcast. Because after this episode, everything changes. Well, some things have already changed, I guess.
But they reverted back now, and then they'll change again later.
Yes, they'll change officially.
It's like it's like Transformers. We could go back and forth.
Except we're not going to afterwards. We only go back and forth once. So, no, I'll stick with that analogy. I don't know why I had to fight you on that. That just seems, I'm impetuous. I'm in a bad mood. I'm gonna rage on some fuckers.
Well, we have a lot of stuff to rage about later, I'm sure.
We always have something to rage against. That's why people tune in, because we're like a car crash. Not that we, you know, condone, like, being a car crash watcher. Because really, if you find yourself doing that, you've got to sit for a moment and reevaluate your fucking life.
Yeah, plus car crashes don't even happen that often. There's a lot of downtime. You could do something more productive.
Yeah, I know, right? Unless, like, you go was on YouTube and look for things. Was it... Oh, actually, yeah. Gino, I think it was you, has advice like this, where you go on YouTube and look for firework factories exploding. Was that you?
Yeah. Because I saw a television show once at my friend's house, and we were just flipping through the channels, and there was a show called When Explosions Go Wrong, and they showed a fireworks factory explode, and it lasted, like, several hours, and, like, people died, houses were destroyed, but it was just hilarious. Like, it was a fireworks factory exploding. I didn't know that stuff happened in real life.
We saw it on YouTube. It was quite pretty, actually. It looked prettier than a car crash.
And it also makes me want to hold out for the show of When Explosions Go Right.
Yeah, man. That's, like, this explosion went perfectly. It was just the right amount of destruction and just the right amount of awesome.
I was on the edge of my seat.
Well, you wouldn't be on the edge of your seat, because, like, you would know that it was going to go right, I guess.
Well, like, I just imagine explosions like, you know, a bank explodes and it rains money on the city.
I think that probably would be the best explosion ever. I've got this thing. I read in the paper one time that there was this ATM machine. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but, like, this is just how much it sticks in my mind. That there's an ATM machine that, like, one time someone, like, asked for £10. And someone had put all the £20 notes in with the tens. So it was taking £10 from your account, but you were getting 20. And, like, every time I go to an ATM machine, I just hope that that happens. I'm, like, just praying and praying. I'd, like, get loads of money out, then deposit it right back in, and then close my fucking account. You can't get me now, you bastards.
So that someone will get fired, but you win.
Who would get fired, but, like, lots and lots of people would be happy. Like, I think...
One of them must be able to hire them.
Well, exactly. They can start their new business. Except, you know, that guy would be pretty inept. I don't think I'd want him.
Like, thanks for the free money, but we're not what you're looking for. We're looking for in a...
No, we need company. Someone who is not an absolute failure. Thank you very much.
But thanks for the money.
Yeah. Speaking of things that haven't been an absolute failure, there have been some classy-ass albums dropped. Oh, how good was that link? Oh,
brilliant.
I'm just going to take a moment. Enjoy. I'm basking in my own, like, DJ-ness now. Oh man, that was some professional, like, national radio shit that was. Anyway, yeah. The albums have come out and they're awesome. I was going to make myself a list and run down them, but I didn't. Oh well.
Well, for what? Rhyme Torrents, what's come out? Kabuto's mixtape, Parcel Tongue.
Yep, which... we'll be playing something off of that later, because that's a solid album.
Yep.
That's damn good.
There's like a million tracks on there.
Yeah, although, to be fair, like, if you're listening and you're one of the people from Rhyme Torrents, you've probably got it already.
That's true. Like, that's been one of the most anticipated albums on there for some time. It was supposed to come out months ago.
I know, right? I know. Like I can never get it. You know when people say, "Oh, it's like ready. I'm just waiting on like some collab verses to come in or something." Like I've noticed this with my parents' favorite music album as well. Like if it gets to the point where it's months and months, why don't they just find someone else?
Well, you never know. What if they're collabing with someone like Whitey Cracker or MC Lars or something?
Well, even then, I mean, they could just put it out on the deluxe version, or I mean, we're not a huge genre. If like one of the big names drops out for you, I'm sure like one of the others will fill in if you're not, you know, crap. Like people should, I don't know, sort this out.
It's also, I've also heard it the other way around too. Like, I'll have artists say, "Man, I did an awesome verse for this guy's album, and he hasn't released it yet."
That's true. That's usually the Ranger, who also dropped an album, and we're also playing a song off of. Yeah, anticipation is high in the letters versus numbers camp. I felt a bit sorry for the Ranger because his EP, it's called Evolution. It's like really, really good, but I can't help but think it's just gonna be like totally overshadowed by Kabuto's release.
Well, that's why we're here to play it, to make sure they get equal time.
Yes, we're like nerdcore superheroes. Who's a nerdcore superhero? That's a lyric. I can't remember. Is that Beefy? It doesn't matter. Let's play a song.
All right. Well, I say we should get into some, perhaps some Kabuto and my parents' favorite music.
That sounds good. This is Kabuto the Python, featuring Attack Slug off of his album Parcel Tongue. It's called Neko and the Loop. Enjoy.
Woke up this morning. You got yourself, yourself,
this
yourself.
Song is about a furry. Yip, yip, yip. This morning, got myself a gun. Buck a furry, make it look like he shot himself and run. Neko in the loop, put your neck up in a loop. Fake it before I make it a reality for you. Furries suck dog balls, this is well established. Condemned from the dawn on Yahweh's stone tablets. Scientific tests linking fur fags and madness. You heard that and grabbed this rap track and blast it. Ultimately, furries are incredibly lame. To hell with yiffing and hell, at least yiff with some shame. Or humility, really, I mean your dick in a filly. So of course, people think that your fandom is sick, silly. And I'm not interested in your hard out of nudes. Hope you get raped to death by a horse like on the news. You say your fandom channel creativity, so why not be an anthro dung beetle? Eat shit and die.
Shit, what can I even say? Now Kabuto ran through like a pack of fucking greyhounds. So stay down and stay dead and stay gone. Grab a pack of red crayons and get your ass redrawn. You best not respawn, I'll be camping the spot. Ready with tampons, yo, such a fucking twat. No forget me nots, DeLoreans. And I won't stop until it's 2K4 again. She want Endsville? Well, I'll end you. You fabricated first, so none of them will defend. And dude, that's so clever. Two seeds instead of a cake, almost bring legitimacy. What y'all trying to portray? Well, shit, I said almost. I don't work miracles. Name from wafers, that's supposed to be satirical. Sounds pretty accurate to me. Another shitty furry pretending to be unique.
Yeah, that's right. That's
right.
I was there summer 2000.
2000.
The fucking shitty ass fan sub.
Like 8th generation
where
and
first
shit.
The episode had fucked up subtitles that
fucked
didn't
up.
Make any goddamn sense.
Damn right.
I was there. Where the fuck were you? 2004? I had this idea a long fucking time ago.
And Jill,
now,
bitch!
Never knows best, motherfucker. Chill. Tech Snug? And the Python. Chill.
It was better times back then. Back when we were together. It was just me. And Skippy. Until that fateful, yes, fateful day. it was late in the day. We were playing Bite the Ball. You know, everything was fine. I had no idea what was to come. You know, little did I know. I mean, when you go down to the park with your dog, you don't expect things like this to happen. Am I right? I love that dog to death, and I didn't expect anything like this to happen. I guess you could say I'm still in shock. It really upset me. We were playing Bite the Ball, and I threw the ball right into the road. He chased after it, and a KFC truck hit him out of nowhere. I didn't know what to do. I freaked out. I called. No one was there to help me. I had no idea what I was going to do. I ran for Skippy or Sparky or whatever his name is, and I couldn't help myself. He was dead. When you fell into the deep dark pit, where'd you end up? The start of a long trail of suffering and bad luck. Just when you thought everything was at its greatest, it grows in your mind, and you know you're gonna hate it. But who's to say that your thoughts will never lay in the same place they used to take from now until that final day? You can't sit back and let yourself get the best of you when you're feeling like hell. Now what kind of demons are you trying to go against? You can't decide, cause your thoughts don't make any sense. Get a grip on your soul, cause your life is a full feeling when you're not even willing to let it go. Cause all I wanted was a life that's not too much to ask, but instead my empty thoughts had to haunt me from the past. But now I learned how to cope with all the stress, so now I'm not dead and lifeless. You might see the light at the end of the hall, but you're not dead yet, you just hit a brick wall. A death is a nightmare for anybody's soul. Something isn't right, like it's not quite whole. Don't lose it, but there's a risk you'll have to take. In the end, you'll figure out you made a horrible mistake. Cause you can't turn around, and you can't take that clock, and you can't open Seven's gate with just a single knock. Just for a second, think for yourself, and when you have the time, try to think of somebody else. All I wanted was a life, good job, and a wife, but instead I got a dream cut to pieces with a knife. But now I learned how to cope with all that stress, so now I'm not dead and lifeless. If you really think about it, everything is intertwined, and to think about that is to read your own mind. But a lot of people don't want to think that they're more than a worthless slob with a job at the dollar store, an overlooked girlfriend you don't even realize is the only thing that's innocent left in your life. If you wake up tomorrow, just remember this, cause it's all worthwhile and it shouldn't be missed. So pay attention, take it one day at a time. Sit on the porch and watch the breeze, put the wind chime. And I really didn't know that he was gonna die that day. I mean, I was pretty sad, and I know I have to move on. I guess I could get a girlfriend or something. It's sad, really. Trying to get a girlfriend. Cause all I wanted was a life that's not too much to ask, but instead my empty thoughts had to haunt me from the past. But now I learned how to cope with all the stress, cause now I'm not dead and lifeless. All I wanted was a life, good job, and a wife, but instead I got a dream cut to pieces with a knife. Now I learned how to cope with all the stress, so now I'm not dead and lifeless.
Welcome back. That was My Parents' Favorite Music with Lifeless. And I told a couple of people I was going to play that song on this show. And they're like, it's a bit depressing. And my answer to that is, depressing awesome. And like, no one has thought of a good counter argument for that.
You can't really argue with that. Like, I think that's a rebuttal most people don't hear in their lives.
Well, exactly. I'm going to start, like, using that for everything. It's like, if I show up to work and they're like, you're late, I'm going to be, I'm awesome late. And we'll be like, oh, okay.
It's kind of like if your friend is eaten by a shark. Like, yeah, you miss your friend, but, you know, a shark ate him.
It's how he would have wanted to go. He died as he lived, being awesome. We were talking between songs, the Kabuto song. Just any furries that might be listening, we would like to know that the opinions as expressed by Kabuto do not necessarily match our own. If you are a furry, we don't want you to die. All we want you to do is just fucking listen to the show more.
Tell all your furry friends to listen to us, and then they could get outraged. We'll get hate mail. It'll be fun.
And also, tell one of them to dress up as a bondage version of Amy Rose from Sonic the Hedgehog. That's all we ask.
It's not a tall order.
No, it quite reasonable, because that's how we roll here at Letters Versus Numbers.
We're just giving you the reason to do the things you've always wanted to do.
Exactly. Now you have an excuse. Oh, you can put it on your Facebook and everyone will be all awkward. Like, I was looking on Facebook today And like one of my friends on there, like she has like she's quite cute, but I've known it since she was like 7 or something. And so I'm imagining this like little 7-year-old girl that I used to play tag with, and on Facebook she's obviously in some club and she's wearing basically like fucking nothing except like maybe strips down the middle of a top, and you can like blatantly see her boobs and things. And it's like, this is kind of weird. This would be like, I don't know, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles gang raping someone.
That's quite the comparison there.
Maybe not quite like that. It would be like, I don't know, Tina Fey being in like a porno or something, like really legitimately or something. And I'm just all like, I love Tina Fey. I love her so much. And now she's doing this. Why, Tina Fey? Why? Oh well, moving swiftly on. Pip pip. Shit, where were we? How do I recover from gang raping turtles, Tina Fey porn?
We could probably start. We could talk about how the character battles have been going.
Oh yes. Ah, I see what you're doing here. Yeah.
Swiftly changing the
The character
subject from these
battles.
dark territories.
Yes, indeed. Let's just go back to the warm, fuzzy world of Rhyme Torrents, because nerdcore is not adult at all. Actually, before we talk about that, right? Some fucker on MySpace, right? I was putting t-shirt ideas up, because like you know, we're letters versus numbers, and we want to finally make some money off of this. So we're putting t-shirts up, and Shinobi did like a drawing of the Cyberdong that we mentioned like last week, and I thought it would be a cracking little t-shirt, so I put it up on the MySpace for people to like have a look, you know. In fact, if you would go on our MySpace, say this would make a good t-shirt, this maybe wouldn't, I would buy it, I wouldn't, that'd be awesome. But right, it had a crudely drawn robot cock on it, right?
Like
So
it was not stimulating at all. It
no.
was it was the most basic drawing of a penis you could make while still having it look like a penis.
And it did have circuits though.
Many circuits.
Many circuits, that's why it's so good, right? So I finish like playing with the letters versus numbers MySpace, and I go onto mine just to check my no messages and things. And you know the little feed where it says like so and so has added pictures, so and so has added a song? I have a look and it says like letters versus numbers has added these pictures. Like this was about an hour or two later. And I see the sync one, but I don't see the Cyberdong one, so I'm like, we definitely uploaded that picture. And so I log back on the letters versus numbers one, and I've got like a message from MySpace saying, excuse me, letters versus numbers, but people as young as 13 years old use this site, and we don't want to show them pictures of cocks. I mean, it was put a lot more nicely than that, but
That's
they took
basically
our
it.
picture down. Yeah,
They censored us.
they did, with a crudely drawn picture of a Cyberdong. Like I've heard some songs on MySpace that are fucking like "Death Kill a Bitch" rah and stuff, but are way more. I don't know. I just think someone's got their priorities fucked the fuck up.
Yes, I've seen much more provocative photos than this crude drawing. And
I know, right?
I mean, we're an explicit podcast. We're this is what we do.
Well, exactly. I mean, is it, I don't know. I mean, I've seen pictures like, have you seen that one that's floating around where it's like this naked chick who has like a NES between her legs and like NES pads like over her boobs and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, there's that, and then there's like loads of pictures of like there's all the porn bots on MySpace where they're like, oh, MySpace won't let me put up my adult pictures, so join me on this site. And they've got, like, no friends and have been a member for 2 minutes and stuff. And then there is a pencil drawing of a cyberdong. Anyway, what were we talking about? Character battles.
Yes.
Yes, sir. They're in full swing. By the time this podcast is up, the next round should be out. So we will we'll be reporting on that because, like, yeah, we're following the fuck out of these character battles. It's a messy tournament, but it's been awesome so far.
The songs so far have just been getting better and better. Like, yeah, we're getting up to a point where, like, I could listen to these songs out of context, and I think they're amazing.
Yeah, like, I'm really excited. Who've we got next round? We have, the one I'm looking forward to is Crime Star as Ren Hoek versus MC Rection and Company as Blanka and Street Fighter characters.
That is,
that's going to be ridiculously good.
I just have to say that I think Betty Rebel as Sakura, like, I don't know if, like, this is a good thing to say, but that's kind of hot.
There's an EP in that somewhere.
Yes.
It could be, like, yeah, like, I don't know, Tales of a Ninja Schoolgirl or something, and it just all be about Sakura being ridiculously squeaky adorable, but... I mean, they got a whole album out of... What was it you were telling me about ages ago? Like, they made... like, all it was remixes of Zangief's theme.
Or Sagat's theme. 11 tracks remix of Sagat's theme.
That was it.
And in that same vein, while we're on that subject, Chromalodeon just released a... 10-track album of remixes of their song Red Max... And they're not even, like, real remixes. It was just they were mixed differently. Like, all the same instruments. But I gotta say, like, that is the best, one of the best albums I've ever heard. 10 tracks of the same song.
Well, it's pretty solid. I'm gonna have to cut that. Definitely. Anyway, yeah. I mentioned this on the Facebook group, which you should probably join. Man, I am fucking hustling today. I am, yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm not mad anymore. I'm in full salesman mode. Add us on Facebook, bitches.
We have a lot of fans on Facebook now. Now that I hoard us out a bit, we have like 60 fans. I hope they're all actually listening, though. I know, which
they better be. Well, it is actually quite good, because, like, you see people on MySpace, and they have, like, 1,000 or 2,000 MySpace fans, and then you see their Facebook page, and it's like 30.
So you think Facebook is a more accurate representation of who listens to us?
I just think Facebook hasn't quite stolen that niche off of MySpace yet, pretty much.
Well, anyway, yeah, look for us on Facebook.
Anyway, and if you see us on Facebook, you'll see that I was going to play Toad's House, because we talk about it, like, relentlessly. So, yeah. Enjoy.
Hey, Lord Jack! Pick a box! Its contents will help you on your way! You're going to need all the help you can get! Hey, Rorschach, it's time to get your coat checked. Your mama was a whore and she wished you was aborted. Hey, cool mask covering up your pimple face. Then his night was a shady game, Mario 2. You can play as me, now I'm spitting pal blocks. Your ass is beat, this is Toad's House. You understand, speaking like a retard, cause that's what you am. I ain't playing, dude, I'm just saying you don't seem smart enough to make a mask to change moods. The night owl will make it for you. The buddy from life, renewing brilliance like a duo. Some people call me the bearer of bad news. Princess of the castles, Rorschach's gonna lose. Little midget with the mushroom for a head. Better than a firecracker whose ass wasn't bred. So your hero, bang. I don't think so, dipshit. Just another costume wearing weirdo. Batman wanna be whose voice is all raspy. Living on the street, your ass is all nasty. Living up in the mushroom kingdom. So many gold coins, I don't know what to do with them. Like Dr. Manhattan in your movie. Say a few words and I'll blow your ass away. Beep, beep. ass up. You get your four back to the qualifying rounds where you win. That's it, I'm done. Alright, let's go in this dungeon.
Yeah,
let's wreck some
I
shit.
I wanna wreck something.
We're gonna wreck it.
Do it up.
Dan, look out! There's an imp there!
Motherfucker!
Glocka, don't scare him!
Bitch, please, you better step off!
Smart, word up!
Konnichiwa! Ha ha ya!
Fuck you, dungeon keeper, I'll destroy your horned reaper! I'll flatten his face and stop your other creatures with electroshock therapy! Your ribs will be scared of me, I hope you are prepared to be bombed! So stop it, scared of me, I'll eat all your chickens, cause I like the way they taste! You can waste your razor minions and I'll pick up their face! And I'll pace through your dungeon, running, breaking shit up by your ribbons, Dr. Dunson! I'll eat your dungeon heart!
Hi, now it's my turn to be the Grim Reaper! All it takes is a kick to say, please to meet ya! Uh-oh, meet my wrecking ball of horror! Suck her from me, stuck
yeah.
Through the dungeon, tearing up your map.
I'll do a shuriken, I'll give you a bitch slap.
We run it through the dungeon, breaking shit apart.
I'll do a hadouken and break your dungeon heart.
We run it through the dungeon, tearing up your map.
I'll do a shuriken, I'll give you a bitch slap.
We run it through the dungeon, breaking shit apart.
I'll do a hadouken and break your dungeon heart.
Yahoo, my block is cheerleader. Let's redecorate the dungeon keeper. Dress up this lair with pink draperies. Will he beat you? Bitch, please. You got lectures, tea, skin so green. He got a slap that's lip. I'm so mean. You're a sexy savage, like a panther. I'm off to go shopping with your mom, Samantha.
Shopping with my mom? Oh, I miss your mama. Let's bomb this dungeon all plungy and mama. Don't bother to stop us, we take this game the farthest. Call me a farm, I cultivate treasure the hardest. Stop on your spiders and I'll bug zap your prize. And your maidens fight each other, they get smothered then die. Cause you can't run the dungeon for motherfucking shit. Your treasure is ours, so you better just quit. While we run it through the dungeon, tearing up your map.
I'll do a shuriken, I'll give you a bitch slap.
When you run it through the dungeon, breaking shit apart.
I'll do a hadouken and break your dungeon heart.
We run it through the dungeon, tearing up your map.
I'll do a shuriken, I'll give you a bitch slap.
We run it through the dungeon, breaking shit apart.
I'll do a hadouken and break your dungeon heart.
Alright!
Yay! We totally did it!
Hit that dungeon!
We did it! Yeah!
We got all this treasure now, so we should, like, totally go get some ice cream.
Ice cream, sour apple?
Yeah.
Oh, goody!
I want fish flavored.
Me too. No, sour apple. All
right, let's do this.
Yahoo. You like this?
Welcome back. The second song you heard was also from the Rhyme Torrents character battles. It was MC Rection as Blanca and Betty Rebel as Sakura. And I'm not sure who was Dan, though, because the voice is so unrecognizably gay.
I know, right? I'm trying, because at the end, like, they say stuff, and I haven't quite sort of figured out who it could be.
We're on the assumption that it's Sir Up, of course, but we can't confirm or deny that at this point.
Well, it could be Funky49, because this is coming out after the character battles are going up anyway. So Hex let slip that he was recording with Rection and Funky49 today, and also that he was talking about Zangief a lot. So I'm guessing we're gonna have DJ Hex Warrior doing accents, Russian accents, in that next battle.
And also, I guess we should state that Toad was battling against Rorschach, and Blanca was battling against the Dungeon Keeper.
Yes.
Or the Dungeon Master, or...
It was... The game was Dungeon Keeper. I'm not... Oh. I can't remember who the character was. I remember when I saw, like, that was... Because the person who played Dungeon Keeper was Chemist the Menace. And I remember when, like, I saw he was playing that, I was like, that is a fucking obscure choice. That is good luck with that. Oh! So, yeah. RT character battles. Check them out. But in the meantime, we got, should we do the emails?
Yeah, let's just run right into the emails, because we got plenty or so, I hear.
Yeah, we got a fair few. Just while I'm loading this up so we don't get awkward silence, if you want to email us, we are lettersversusnumberspodcast@gmail.com or googlemail.com if you fancy typing in some extra letters for no reason. Right, let's have a look. Yeah, we've got tons.
And just because we have a lot of email this week, keep emailing us because we might, like, sometimes you people slack off. Like, oh, they got a lot of emails, so I don't have to email next week. But you do.
Exactly. Shameful. You need to keep on. Really, we want to get to the point where the whole show is emails, but we have so many. That's how long it takes. Because then that takes, like, half the effort out. So,
like,
you know,
you people that are listening need to put in as much effort as we put into it. You can't, this isn't a free ride.
I know, we're a team here, numbers. We need you to verse against, I'm not putting that very eloquently. All right, first email. Okay, I think this one's addressed to you, Gino.
All right.
Seriously, dude, where is Here Comes a New Challenger 2 Turbo? Also, woo to the return of Mr. B. Yeah. Peace and love, category. I like that you get told off for not having done something, and I get, like, praise just for showing up.
I've been hard at work, and all Mr. B has to do is log onto his computer.
But I log on very well. I log on very well.
Well, I guess since Category brought it up, by the time this podcast comes out, I'm 97% sure that Here Comes a New Challenger 2 should be out. Website should be up. Album should be available for download. And everyone should be reviewing it and telling me how great it is and telling all their friends about it.
Yes, sir. I actually have it, and it's ridiculously good. Like, seriously, I feel real bad for, like, not stabbing Gino Boost in the back and just putting it up on all the torrent sites as an early download. Because I was tempted.
I would have to sue you for copyright.
You will. I hate being internet sued.
I'll take you to Swedish court.
Fuck you and what's his face? Like, can co sue me, Akira HGV, and that other guy who sued me from my. Never mind. Just don't internet sue me.
Right. Mr. B's legal woes is a whole nother podcast episode.
Yeah, that's fuck. Yeah. Don't sue me. I have no money. I saw this, like, on a bulletin. It said, like, the average American, although it would probably be true for someone in the UK as well, like, in the average American's account, they have minus $2,000, which would be about the same for, like, British guys, and then in the average Chinese person's account, they have plus $300, and then it has, like, this picture of, like, clearly a homeless, like, child, like, from China, and, like, the caption is, "This child collects wires on the street and sells them. He is richer than you." And I was like, that's true. But yeah, so don't sue me. The next email is from your friend and mine, C-Meat. Let's see.
Did he actually step up and give us a proper email this week?
Well, he did, but he didn't do it right. He sent it in two parts. Let's see. "I would like to hear the C-Meat diss track against Chibi Ma. I hear that guy is ill as fuck. No, but real talk, I love your podcast. It is way better than Vagina Deep in podcast, which is for girls. Can we hear some fatty goodness? Something from the Hardcore EP, perhaps? Mr. B is my hero. C-Meat." I'm loving all the praise I'm getting today.
I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan.
Because also, thanks. What was it? It was in one of the threads. Someone said on, I think, episode 13, they said, Ma and Mr. B did a great job on the podcast. And I read that on RT as I was editing down episode 14. And I shed a tear. All my hard work goes unnoticed.
Like, I work so hard. Wasn't there one that said that? Is that the same one that said that you kept talking over us?
No, that was just Shinobi stalking Chibi Ma.
fun times. As for playing Fatty Goodness and something from the Hatcore EP, we probably will at some point. Yeah. I will play something with Fatty Goodness. He's on fucking everybody's album at the minute. I'm sure he'll crop up. That guy has gone to work since joining Rhyme Torrents. Oh, another email from C-Meat, like an amendum to the previous one. I was offended by Chibi Ma's slandering of Superman. That's not nice. Of all the things Chibi Ma said, that's the one that got you, huh?
That's the one I forgot. I guess leave it to the nerds to pick that one out.
Oh, I love the numbers. The numbers are what's up.
And besides, why can't Superman be, like, retarded in an alternate universe? They do that a lot in DC. I bet that's a story arc someone's working on right now.
Yeah, well, there's Bizarro Superman, isn't there? That's like, he is a retarded Superman. I guess it's been done. That's life imitating art, imitating letters versus numbers, which is actually that full saying. A lot of the emails have like been praising me, but then I got this one. The title is "Enlarge Mr. B's Penis Right This Fucking Instant with New and Improved Rooster Boost." Yeah, that's right, motherfuckers. Rooster Boost. Gotta get that insignificant English penis in shape for Nerdapalooza. Pop two pills, B, and it'll make your package so fucking huge that you'd be able to fuck half of the attendees without even having to leave your house. Anyway, I love listening to you guys. Funny as fuck, and I guess the music's okay. I'm not here for the tunes. I'm here for the fucking banter. I fucking hate when... oh, and Gino, I blame you for the swine flu outbreak. Carry on, gentlemen. And that was from MC Loki.
It's about time that guy emailed us.
I know, right? Fucking lazy.
And I'm not sure if I want him to email us anymore.
No, I think they drove him lazy and vulgar in... Is it Iowa he's from? Yeah. Not representing Loki. Not representing at all.
It's hard to that get... said. It's hard to get... to be able to be social when all your friends are stalks of corn.
I know, right? That was a good burn, Gino. That was because he lives in a place with corn. That was, oh, he's smarting right now. He's hanging up the mic.
He's wiping his tears on an ear of corn.
Is that how you imagine him? Just like with a laptop in a field of corn and also like a mic stand for when he needs to rap?
I imagine he built his home, like, there's corn growing through the floors of his house. Like, it grows wildly there, you just can't stop it.
Like, so... Yeah. Okay. My penis will be huge anyway while at Nerdapalooza, because I've seen some of the girls who are going and talked to some of the girls who say that they are going, and goddamn.
You have to be prepared.
I know, right? Well, I'm gonna have to practice or something. I don't know what that's alluding to. This has been a smutty episode.
Well, you're a dirty little slut, Mr. B.
That I am. That I am. The next email, I told you we had a few.
But before we go on, I just want to say, like, would you really want to, like, fuck half the people at Nerdapalooza, because if, like, the guy-to-girl ratio was what it was last year, that would be pretty gay.
Ah, but you forget, the next Nerdapalooza is in a hotel. And, of course, with it being a hotel, there's lots of people, like, cleaning and cooking and things. And with that being woman's work, I'm assuming that there are going to be a lot of ladies there. None of which are going to have sex with me now after that.
Rock and roll.
So people who work in the Hilton Hotel, do you probably listen to this on your iPods while cleaning a room?
It would be the Howard Johnson Hotel, I think. Of the people, is it? Where is Nerdapalooza? You're meant to know.
Hold on. It is at the Holiday Inn Orlando International Drive Resort, 6515 International Drive, Orlando, Florida, 32819.
And where are the tickets available from, Gino?
They are available from nerdapalooza09.eventbrite.com.
All right. That's, yeah. What you really need is two people who are really in the know about Nerdapalooza to maybe host that show.
Maybe some people that went last year, some people that went on stage last year.
Yeah, so they're used to it, but also some people who are reasonably well known in the like community, at least online, perhaps.
Maybe people that promote Nerdapalooza on their podcast sometimes.
Those are the people you want. Definitely. Maybe someone who opened Nerdapalooza last year, but, you know, maybe isn't rapping this year because he would focus all of his awesome into hosting your festival.
And then maybe the other person could be the kind of person that does a lot of work on the Nerdapalooza blog.
Yeah, I think they need that, really. I worry about Nerdapalooza as a festival without that element. I worry. You need to find someone, and fast.
If any of our listeners know of anyone like that, I think they should email some of the people at Nerdapalooza to let them know their suggestions.
I think you're right, but what we should also point out is that, you know, the people at Nerdapalooza are very busy. So to make sure that they receive your suggestion, what you need to be doing is emailing them, I would say, 3 times a day.
At least. Whenever like, you have a spare minute. Point.
Yeah, just like, I know some of you are like leet hacksaws and whatnot. Just set up a program, shoot off emails to them. And then, you know, that should register. What we're saying is have us present your fucking festival. We're awesome.
No more beating around the bush. Just do it. It's what people demand.
People want it. We want it. You want it. We're hilarious. Sort it out.
Anyway, I'm waiting for my check in the mail.
I'm waiting for my first class plane tickets. The next email, right, Mr. DP emailed us, and like I remember talking to him saying he didn't want us to read the email out, so he was going to send us another email. Now, I only have one email from him in my inbox, so I'm going to assume that I must have deleted the email he wanted deleting, and this is the one he wanted read out.
Alright.
So, alright. I'm writing in as a relatively new listener of the program. I was offended by Chibi Ma's racist statements. I will still be listening to the program in future, but I request you refrain from any more jokes at the expense of one's race. Mr. DP.
Well, I can see where DP would be offended because he's blind, so I'd assume he's not very good at being racist either.
No, it's not so much that it was racist comments. It was more that he didn't feel he could join in. And like that's just the nature of the show. This isn't like we'd love to be a bit more interactive, but the emails are probably about as far as you're gonna get. Unless of course you come to Nerdapalooza and they have us as hosts.
Then you can call us out live on stage.
Exactly. Right. I'm pretty sure this is the last email.
All right.
We could have split these in two. Right, this is from my man, Error. Greetings, Letters versus Numbers. Congratulations on hitting 2,000 downloads. Just a side note, yes, we fucking did hit 2,000 downloads because we rule. That's pretty cool. Are you going to rub it in the faces of Vagina Deep In Podcast? I think you should. I only hope that they don't have 5,000 downloads and it totally backfires. Anyway, I was looking in Twitter and I could have sworn that LVN has a feed, but I couldn't find it anywhere. If there is no LVN feed, you guys should fix this. If there is an LVN Twitter account, then I demand to know why it's not following me. Further, I think Mr. B should supplement the letters portion of the program, reading random at letters versus numbers replies. To everyone else, send in some letters. Empty letters segment makes me sad. Props to C-Meat for sending something. Also, go follow Letters versus Numbers on Twitter. Now, this is the kind of listener we need more of.
I can get behind that. Nothing but praise, good ideas, well-written emails.
On that note, I read the email like before we started, and Letters versus Numbers, like as per our suggestion, now has its own Twitter.
And what is that Twitter?
It's L versus N. Because LVN was taken, Letters versus Numbers is too long. I tried lots of combinations. They were all taken, but L versus N is us now.
And that's so the whole word versus V-E-R-S-U-S.
Yes. We'll probably link it on the PySpace and whatnot.
So follow us, we'll follow you, and we'll all be happy.
We might follow you. Well, we can't follow everyone because it's important that we have more followers than we do, like, have people who we are following.
That's how you know you're cool. So some of you are going to just have to take one for the team.
Like, if those of you who are following but aren't being followed, if you get more people to follow us so the ratio goes back up, then we'll be able to follow you. At the moment, the L versus N account is following two people, and that's me and Gino.
And I have yet to follow back.
Well, exactly. And I have also yet to follow back.
I thought we had... Did we have one more email?
There's a lot of people. We did have one more email, but I'm not sure if it's a read it out loud email. It's, Low Tech is, well, I'm going to read out the first line because it's to the ballers at Letters versus Numbers. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
And does it get a little more blue after that?
No, then it calms right the fuck down.
Oh.
Basically, Low Tech, apparently in association with Letters versus Numbers and GameMusicForAll.com, is that the case?
Yeah, I believe so. Seems like the case to me. Are we talking about the fundraiser now?
Yeah, we're talking about the fundraiser.
Yeah, so basically, Low Tech or Cyrus or Ace or Amanda, whatever you call her by, I think she goes by Low Tech now. You've probably seen her bouncing around the RhymeTorrents.org forums, and as an aspiring nerdcore rapper, and she's putting together a fundraiser to get people who can't afford to go to Nerdapalooza to be able to go out.
Yep, there's like, there's a raffle, it looks like.
So, basically go to gamemusicforall.com/npfund and you can see what prizes have been donated to the raffle. And if you want to donate your CDs or your stickers, shirts, what have you to the raffle as well, you can get a hold of her there. And right now, I think we have some CDs that I'm tossing in. I believe a couple other people are planning to gather up some of their stuff to toss in as well. And the tickets for the raffle are $10 each with $5 for every ticket you buy after that.
One of the prizes includes like a $30 dinner date at a restaurant in Florida. And if you don't have a date, you get to go with Low Tech, who I should point out is a bonny looking lass and knows her nerdy shit. I suppose if you're a girl and you win and you don't have a date, you could go with me. I'll put that on the table.
What if it's a guy that wants to go out with you? Will you put that on the table as well?
Well, as long as we go, like, somewhere where we can get very drunk rather than a restaurant, you know?
Nothing too romantic.
Have a few manly beers, talk about the game. Then we can do that. Anyway, that brings the fucking behemoth letters section to a close. Well, have you noticed how the old guard don't seem to email anymore? We haven't had anything from Evermiss in a while.
Booty Rage either.
No, Booty Rage just got back online.
I noticed he hasn't contacted me yet, though. I'm frankly a little insulted.
Well, you should be. Booty Rage is basically the dipstick of whether you're cool or not, as to how much he gets in contact with you.
Like, when he acknowledges you, then you know you're someone.
Exactly. Apparently, he's not a nerdcore rapper now. He's a comedian.
That works. I could get behind that.
Yeah. I think he'd be good. He sounds like an angry... I've said this before, I think, but he always sounds like an angry elocution teacher. This is brilliant. Anyway, yes, so that's the letters section done. So I think we should play some songs.
All right. We have plenty of great tunes left.
We do. Well, we've been building up the Ranger, so I think we should probably play him, or he'll bow and arrow us or something.
He can do that. He'll shoot it from Australia and it'll still hit us.
I know. It'll get me first, so that's why I'm quite eager. Unless he points the other way. I don't know. My geography's appalling.
He'll post on RT that two arrows are on their way here.
So long as we stay still and outside for the next couple of days.
Unless he planned that we would move. He's clever like that.
He is clever like that.
Like, I know you have to go to work at 5 p.m. Monday, and that's how I planned it.
And I patterned all the wind patterns and... I don't know. I don't know enough about firing arrows to make this joke work. A massive gap in my knowledge has been exposed. Anyway, Ranger has a new EP out. It's called Evolution. And I'm on it briefly. Not really. Well, a little bit.
Also wanted to say that the artwork for the album looks pretty badass too.
Yeah, that's by all of a sudden doing artwork for everybody guy Shinobi on a Boat Show.
He hasn't done any artwork for us yet. Well, he's done the shirts, but...
Yeah, he drew my main logo thing on MySpace.
Well, he hasn't done anything for me personally. Shinobi. We're beefing, Shinobi. You hear me?
you have to ask.
Oh. I'll get on that then.
You're like, oh. Well, actually, I would quite like a drawing.
Beef over.
This is Rap Bukowski by The Ranger. Enjoy.
It's one of Valmo's nightclubs. We have it surrounded.
Yeah. It's Diabolik on the track. With the Ranger. And I'm the Rap Bukowski. Doubt me what you know about me. Other rappers living large. I'm living lousy. Street level. So many nights I chase the devil. Rap Bukowski. It's the dirty, nerdy rebel. Living large, I'm living lousy, street level. So many nights I chase the devil. Rap Bukowski, it's the prison. Rough as guts, but got a good heart if you listen. He's getting close to Annie, don't know if he knows. I think he does, but let's see how it goes. No average shows, we a table full of misfits. Dismiss your preconceptions of our business. Son of a burglar, see, I learned to live nocturnally. My family tree grows in absurdity eternally. I give a kiss to Mabel, shake hands with Millie, wave to Danny and Annie, cause I'm feeling really drunk now. Time to get home and hit the bunk now. Won't remember it tomorrow, but I know I'll get there somehow. I always do. Cause I'm the Rap Bukowski. Doubt me what you know about me. Other rappers living large, I'm living lousy. Street level, so many nights I chase the devil. Rap Bukowski, it's the dirty nerdy rebel.
We'll be right back.
welcome back. That funky song you were just listening to is by Mother Pluckin' Bee, and it's called All My Bubbles Burst, from which is, of course, the Bubble Man theme from Mega Man 2, which is an often-done theme, but Mother Pluckin' Bee is just so funky and so awesome that, you know, it's awesome.
It's a good name for somebody so funky as well.
And that CD just came out. It's called 8-Bit Democracy, and it's everyone should listen to it because it's amazing, and it's been in the works for a very long time. So he definitely deserves some attention.
Yep. You right after, it'll be linked in the show notes, like everything else for you to download, probably.
Yeah, we're hooking you up with all the free music. You have to take advantage of it.
I know, right? I mean, it's bad enough you get the podcast for free. We're just too nice is our problem. We're givers.
The thing about this genre and all this nerdy music is it's the most cost-efficient genre you could be into. Like, how much money have you spent on nerdcore albums, Mr. B?
Not much. Like, probably $30 in total. And that was, all of it was at Nerdapalooza, almost. And $30 is not a lot, considering I've probably got, like, at least $1,000 worth of albums. Like, that, you know, should be paid for. Like, not saying I'm pirating them. Like, actual albums that are quality releases that you could realistically charge for. But they don't. So, yeah. Speaking of Nerdapalooza, I believe my cohort, Anthony from Game Music for All, is going to do a rundown of all the acts you can look forward to seeing at Nerdapalooza.
Including us, if they get back to us about, you know, that whole emceeing the show thing.
Yeah. You sort that out. But we love you.
Look at how on the ball we are without being part of Nerdapalooza. I mean, imagine what we bring to the table officially.
Just, we bring the table itself.
And it would have four legs and everything. You wouldn't have that table falling over.
No, it would be catered. Maybe there would be like a cloth over the top. It would be a fine table. You want to get on board with this table.
It's the kind of table Jesus as a carpenter would build.
Yes. That is just the perfect analogy. Yes. Definitely that.
Well, okay. Let's get into it in alphabetical order. We have Beefy is coming out. It was a huge request last year, of course, because he's Beefy, you know.
He is Beefy.
The Beef.
Yeah.
The Beefster. Beef Thompson. Beef Thompson. who else we got? We got Devo Spice coming out. He was there last year. Hilarious set.
He killed it last year. He was a lot of people's favorite last year.
And Dual Core, who I was lucky enough to introduce last year. And one of my favorite groups.
Yes.
They Int 80 tore it up last year. He did that huge freestyle set and everything. It was fantastic.
He did. It's worth going just to see Int 80 freestyle.
He would go into freestyles for no reason sometimes. He'd have to stop himself from freestyling.
He's a force of nature. Like, a couple of people would be having a cypher, and then, like, he'd just come in and be like, well, I'm not even going to try imitate because I'm a shit freestyler. But, like, he would freestyle, like, 8 bars about the people there. And he'd be like, my set's on in 10 minutes, so get with it. And then just walk off.
I remember that part vividly, too. That he was rapping at people to see his set. Like, that's the kind of showman he is. He's a showman and a businessman all in one.
He's an entertainer. A savvy entertainer. Anyway, moving swiftly on, all right. Who else we got?
Another favorite of ours, and the podcast in general, Emergency Pizza Party, is going to be there.
Yes.
Who had one of the best sets there last year.
They did. It was just that. That was one of the best moments of Nerdapalooza. It was the EPP reunion, and that was so good. That was so good. Because at first, and it'll be full lineup this time, because Betty Rebel didn't make it last time, did she?
No, but this time, flight was a little late, sadly.
Yep, indeed. But this time, EPP in full effect.
And after that, one of the artists that they're pretty new, this is going to be their first Neuropalooza, but we've already played two of their songs on our podcast. I Fight Dragons is going to be there.
The mighty I Fight Dragons.
With their crazy, NES rock. New. They play a power pad on stage and Guitar Hero controllers and zapper guns and everything. I'm dying to see that set.
I've seen YouTubes of that. You need to see that.
And then next is your friend and ours, Masuro and Shinobi of Krondor Crew. Krondor Crew is going to be playing. They did their ninja set last year. But, you know, maybe it'll be even more ninja this year. Like, you won't even find it.
Or you'll just, your ears will resonate with, like, ridiculous ninja awesome. They'll be playing cuts off a new album, which I don't think we've played yet, but we need to get around to doing it because it's a fucking awesome album. It's a lot heavier than a lot of nerdcore as well. It fucking rocks.
And next is another returning artist that a lot of us had a lot of laughs from, just like Devo Spice, Mark with a C.
Oh, it's the Florida staple. He's so fun. Like, they go on stage in the gym jams and stuff. It's a good time band, is Mark with a C. Fuck yes.
Yep. I think we even sang an acapella of his song last year on Letters vs. Numbers. And another artist who sadly didn't get much of a set last year, but was the funnest guy to hang out with and even picked me up from the airport, is MCRT.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see him have like a full set this year, because last year I think he just got two songs or something.
And
because he was playing after front a lot.
But it was a fantastic set that he did do.
I enjoyed it. I was down in the front until he threw his pink sock at us.
And then the room kind of cleared out.
Or at least stepped back.
There was a couple of gasps.
Yes.
And then another new artist coming out that I'm sure everyone's excited about is My Parents' Favorite Music.
That's the act I'm most excited to see. Like, out of all the new acts and stuff, I want to see My Parents' Favorite Music so bad. They're, like, one of my favorite bands.
We wanted him out so badly last year, and very, very excited to have him this year. Because I just got to hang out with that guy. We already set up some... We got to play DS together. He asked me on AIM, like, you're bringing your DS, right? It's like, man, it's Nerdapalooza. Of course I'm bringing it.
If I find myself halfway from California to Florida and it turns out I've forgotten my DS, I'm just going to go fucking back and get it. If I have to walk. That's what Gino would say.
We'll be over Texas. No, just drop me off here. I'll find my way back.
who else we got?
We got RPG, Rocket Propelled Geeks.
Who... Yeah, their glasses are too thick. But they tore it up last year as well.
Their glasses may be too thick to get laid, but not too thick to rock.
Yeah.
See what I did there? You like that promotion. I hope Epic One is listening.
He better be. Because we're playing him next show.
And one of the sets that a lot of people agreed was probably the best set at Nerdapalooza, Schaefer the Dark Lord is coming back.
Oh, he's become a favorite down in Florida. He's played like a show there since, and it'll be getting to the point now where it'll almost be like a homecoming gig for him.
and then finally we got the whole Scrub Club crew coming down. That's Definition, Mad Hatter. God, I feel bad for forgetting the rest of them now.
Is it Chester?
Chester, yes. And one more. Come on, we can think of it.
Doc Awkward signed a Scrub Club. Kabuto signed a Scrub Club. Is it someone signed or is
it's in? Someone who's already in. Let's see. I'm looking up the information right now. It's Kabuto the Python.
Is it?
Yes.
Is Kabuto the Python playing?
That's what it says. The Scrub Club crew has a set, and that includes Mad Hatter, Definition, Kabuto the Python, and Chester.
Nice. Man, that's
going to be something.
How are you not buying tickets yet? This is ridiculous. I didn't know they were playing, actually. Well, I knew Screw-Up Club were going, but yeah.
And you don't really have any excuses now. I mean, Kabuto's coming from another planet to play Nerdapalooza.
God, I thought I was like the trooper coming from Britain, but he's got to do interdimensional travel and shit.
And then, the last but not least, I saved the headliner for the final one, is MC Chris is the first announced headliner for Nerdapalooza.
Nice. Everyone, I think that's going to be some show. That's going to be such a huge fucking show. MC Chris has influenced so many of us. It doesn't matter what, like, the rest of the lineup is now. If MC Chris is there, people are going to fucking show up. It's going to be a party.
It's going to be epic, all right. And, you know, this is just some of them. I mean, there's going to be a lot more people announced in the following couple weeks.
There are some exciting acts that, like, we know are going, but haven't been officially announced.
We're keeping it top secret. See that, Hex? Yeah. We can keep secrets, you know? That's the kind of people you need to help run your show, to help host it.
We're in control. We tell people what they need to know and keep from them what they don't. I mean, really, if you're going to have anyone to be the voice of your festival on the day, that's got to be a key component.
I mean, not only are we good hosts, I mean, we'd make a good, government dictators.
We're good people at the end of it. We're the sort of people you want to endorse. And, you know, want to endorse you.
Because when we're big and famous, you'll be able to be the one that said, yes, I gave them their chance.
When we've got our own show on every single channel. Yeah.
That's
I reckon that should be, like, the absolute, like, peak aim of Letters versus Numbers is to have a TV show.
We'll have our cooking show. We'll have our home improvement shows. We'll have a sitcom. A reality ghost hunting show.
It won't be called television anymore. It'll be called the Geno Boost and Mr. B box. Because you turn it on and it'll be either adverts or us. So you want to,
like,
get in on
that. When a channel goes off the air, it won't show the Indian anymore. It'll just show Mr. B's face.
Yep.
Well,
it'll be a montage of different faces that I pulled. Alright, so, Nerdapa fucking loser, get along. July the 16th.
July 11th, yes. And 12th.
July the 16th is how long it'll take you to recover from going along.
I really hope
the 11th from the 12th.
I really hope you didn't buy your tickets then.
No. I don't know. I think I booked my whole day until then, just because I'm lazy.
Yeah,
I lost my job.
I'm vacationing in Florida around that.
Yes. I'll just couch surf. Alright, that was businesslike as fuck. Should we get into the last round of tracks?
Yes. The next track we're going to get into is by El Pogo 8-Bit, and he did a collaboration with one of my favorite VG Rock musicians, the Plasmas, and they did a cover of one of my favorite NES games, but so very often not covered by anyone ever, and it's a cover of Little Nemo Dream Master, and it's called Mushroom for Candy.
Yeah. with the soda bomb. Here we go.
Sometimes typing up lyrics, it can get difficult. I do not want to end up with a bad result. Need to find the right words to express my point. But if it sounds stupid, I might disappoint my entire fan base. What's that, one person? I don't want to let them down, so I'll start rehearsing. For the big show, what big show? At the garage. Just might gain another fan, soon I'll have an entourage. Pat Royale's the bomb, I'm white and nerdy and I still play Pokemon. I wield a big thick mic with a stroke upon. You try to tell me that you're not impressed, oh come on.
You're just jealous.
Pat Royale's got skills, and everywhere I go I deliver one-shot kills. My opposition heard my name and they all caught chills. You see me cruising with my arms around two hot mills.
You know it's true.
Now the second verse, this is where it gets tricky. There's still a ton of work ahead, and you know damn well I'm picky about the rhymes that I choose and what gets said in between. If I get writer's block, that means it's time to hit the caffeine. I tend to stay up late, I don't function well until midnight. Unhealthy amounts of sugar will help ignite my body. Now I'm shaking like I've got a case of Parkinson's. My mind is racing while I type, and suddenly I'm sparking tons of new ideas. Each one is solid gold. I line them up with some beats, step back and behold, it's like the second coming of Christ in musical form. An apocalyptic super epic firestorm. Suddenly a whole planet full of atheists are rethinking their beliefs, cause I'm proof God exists. Yeah, I'm the number one son, born to rock my generation. You don't believe me? Look it up in Revelation. Okay, yeah, you got me, I'm not that cool. I'm just an ordinary guy, but I'll still offer a duel to anybody who thinks they can win the rap game. I'm the god of hip-hop, or so I'd like to proclaim. Pat Royale's the bomb, I'm white and nerdy and I still play Pokemon. I wield a big thick mic with a stroke upon. You try to tell me that you're not impressed, oh come on.
You're just jealous.
Pat Royale's got skills, and everywhere I go I deliver one-shot kills. My opposition heard my name and they all caught chills. I'm ice cold. Pat Royale's the bomb, I'm white and nerdy and I still play Pokemon. I wield a big thick mic with a stroke upon. You try to tell me that you're not impressed, oh come on.
I'd be jealous too.
Pat Royale's got skills, and everywhere I go I deliver one-shot kills. My opposition heard my name and they all caught chills. You see me cruising with my arms around two hot mills.
And when I say hot, I mean hot, like hot.
Welcome back. The second song you heard was by Pat Royale. He disappeared for a bit, but we're very excited that he came back, and on his return he released his debut EP, and that was the fifth track off of it called Soda Bomb.
That's a cool song. I like the fucking busy bass line. Yeah, Pat Royale, like, disappeared. He had that song on the Genesis compilation, and, like, I was quite excited to play him, and then I went on his MySpace, and, like, everything was gone, and then... like a week ago or so, you were just like, oh, Pat Royale's back. And I was like, hell yeah. So we'd like to take a moment to welcome Pat Royale back into the fold.
Yes. If you're listening, you should also go to Nerdapalooza because you seem like an ace kind of person to hang out with.
Yes, sir.
And also put programming failure
you
back
you
on your page.
You start saying ace.
I stole it from you.
Yes, put... and you stole it from me, the word ace?
Yep. I don't have my own vocabulary. I just cobble together the things I like other people saying.
That's gonna make for interesting conversation with you generally. Like, you just, I don't know, slip English colloquialisms into your talking.
I used to say bloody a lot, but I'm not sure why I ever picked that up.
I'm not sure why. I don't say that.
I say yo
what
only
English
because
person
of...
have you been talking to?
Behind your back.
I know. I'll find them and kill them.
Well, I talked
about other Mr. B.
I talked to Joe from Game Wave Podcast, but he's Japanese now, so he lost that title.
He transcended. Oh, well. One day I will be Japanese, then you'll all be sorry.
I'm not sure what that's alluding to, but...
It wasn't alluding to anything before, but now I suppose there's all sorts of jokes in there. Turning Japanese, I really think so. That's got to be the most racist pop hit ever.
Yep.
No, there's got to be a more racist one.
We'll work on
it. I don't know. Yeah, we'll get back to you on that list.
That's probably on Wikipedia.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know which entry it would be under, but... speaking of things that are Japanese, a lot of video games are Japanese, and one of those video games is Final Fantasy VII.
Well, just before I let you get into that, yeah. I thought you were going to go with a segue of speaking of things that are racist. Because we have a song by Ma coming up.
Yeah, I should have gone that route, really, shouldn't I?
I think yep, you went the classier route.
We have, terrible racist Chibi Ma, and the all-round aggressively mean Shinobi on a Boat Show to take us out the show.
And this is Chibi Ma's rapping debut.
It's fucking pretty good for a debut.
Yep.
It's ridiculously good. Especially compared to, you know, some of the people you hear on Rhyme Torrents. Mentioning no names. I was going to mention a name there, but I keep my legitimate beefs secret.
I just like to mix them about, so then you never really know.
Well, you, like, oh, if I mentioned it, everyone would know I meant it, because I hate the motherfucker. I hate him so bad. God, I wish everyone he loved would die.
Yeah, Cool Whip.
Wow. That came out of nowhere. What makes you think it was a guy?
I don't know. Why would you hate?
Because it was...
Well, I don't... I just assumed it was Cool Whip.
Why? It was... It was colon P. Can't stand colon P. Grr. Not really.
She's not even on the internet enough to start beef with.
I know. She updates her Facebook sometimes. I hate the way she does that. All acting like it's hers.
Acting like she owns her face.
I know. And it's on a book. What the fuck?
All right, I think that's off tangent enough. We're supposed to be talking about Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, this is we talk about the last shows have just been taken over by Final Fantasy VII.
I blame Ma and her creepy obsession with all things Final Fantasy and Square Enix.
Yeah. I do too. On a completely unrelated note, be sure to tune in for the next episode because we have a completely un-Ma-related announcement that is probably the worst kept secret we've ever had. But, you know, we'll not announce it officially yet. But we will say, what episode are we on? 15?
We're on 15 now.
We're on 15 now. This is, thank you for joining us for this one, because this is sort of like an end of an era for us. After this point, Letters versus Numbers is changing for the mightier.
It's like when final enemy changes forms and becomes a lot tougher. It's like that.
Yes. That is what it's going to be like. I would also like to point out, but we are now being endorsed by Nerdcore Network because it's nice to be a member of a community that when you put an episode out, they actually mention it on their website.
Not to name names or anything.
No, not to insinuate that people who run one website might favour a certain other podcast over us for completely unfair reasons. Just because we tried to make our own way and didn't ask for help.
We're self-made men.
We are self-made men. Men being the operative word. Anyway, I've been Mr. B.
And this is Anthony.
Bish bash bosh, we're out.
Shinobi Oni Bocho and Chima ripping shit raw.
Your name is Chibi and don't you forget it. Better shut your face or I might have to wreck it. I'm as feeling to be named is what I do. Ninja to the core, add to your party food. I'm a plotting and planning to steal your shit. Better check your max, cause you won't expect it. The material is mine, even if it's yours. I'll swipe you daily and on the ship.
Sit high, we ain't captain of the skyship. Got my spear tip gripped, rolling with my flight. 7 is the